The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sari Flesh, and she will be here shortly. Unfortunately, as everybody out here knows, it's been a tremendous rain this morning, so Sari's running a little bit late. But our first guest is here. And before we get to my first guest, I just want to bring to everybody's attention what Project Independence is for people who don't understand it or don't know about it. And it's funny, we have over 12,000 members in Project Independence, and there's still people that you'll meet and they'll say, I never heard of Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do that by offering so many projects. We have transportation for shopping, transportation for medical visits. We have social work visits. We have partnerships with all the major hospitals. You can't go through a day in North Hempstead without having some organization, some activity for a senior, probably 10 plus activities a day. So it really is, it's a tremendous undertaking. It's we just passed our 10-year anniversary. And the important thing to remember is 311. Anytime you have a question, you need a service, call 311 24/7. And within 24 hours, if we don't have an answer for you, we get it and we'll partner you up with somebody. So it's just tremendous. Now, part of Project Independence is this radio program. And this morning, we have Dr. Laura Botkin with us, who's a psychologist. And I do enough things with seniors during the course of the day, course of the year. Then I'm finding coping with anxiety and depression is difficult for a senior. There's no question about it. And the purpose of having this program this morning is give me some ideas. I mean, first, when I'm, you know what? Do it this way. Explain anxiety. Explain depression. You know, I'm talking and you're the pro.
Well, you know, explaining anxiety, that's actually one of the first things I do when people walk in my office.
Okay.
You can think of anxiety by itself is your survival mechanism inside your body starting to get geared up. You kind of think of it like someone saying, there's a tiger loose in town. You might start to feel a little hyped up. Maybe your heart rate goes up a little bit. But you're not really in full survival mode yet.
Okay.
Fear is when the tiger is right here.
Okay, so anxiety ultimately will lead to fear, but it can lead to fear.
Yeah, the thing is, anxiety is okay. You need anxiety.
Okay.
Anxiety is something that helps you get focused sometimes when there's a threat. Fear is what helps get you mobilized to deal with that threat.
Okay, so it's the body's way or the mind's way of saying, pay attention.
It's the mind's way of getting your body ready.
Okay.
The thing is, anxiety by itself is something you need to have some of the time.
Okay.
But when anxiety is chronic, that is when you're getting into disorder land, where it's starting to interfere with your ability to work, to have fun, and to enjoy relationships.
Okay. Now I want another definition.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic.
Chronic. So
when you said anxiety is chronic,
mm-hmm.
How do I know if mine is chronic versus just a typical anxiety?
So is it, depending on which disorder we're talking about, is this something that's getting you really pretty often and interfering with your life for weeks, months, maybe even years?
Okay. That's chronic.
Yeah. It's when it ends up being a problem on a regular basis. And when stress increases, is it really now a liability?
Okay, that's interesting. And that's the type of something that a person can figure out. I mean, today was a terrible day, so if you were anxious driving today, it made sense with the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're anxious every morning when you get into the car, that it's actually making you, you know, your knuckles.
Or sometimes more days than not.
Okay.
It depends on which disorder we're talking about. But I think the most important thing to remember is that if changes in your thoughts, feelings and behavior are starting to interfere with your ability to work, to have fun and enjoy relationships, you really need to tell someone about it. You need to tell your doctor. And there's a reason for that, because especially as you're getting older, there's a lot of overlap with health conditions. And so anxiety and depression can cause changes in your body and your mind that can be confused with other medical conditions. Also, non-psychiatric medical conditions can cause changes in your mind and body that look like anxiety and depression. So the most important thing is, don't try to diagnose yourself. Talk to your doctor. Tell your doctor about, you know, what changes in thoughts and feelings and behavior you're noticing in yourself, because you're the expert in you, but your doctor is the expert in knowing what those changes might mean.
Okay, but now when you're talking doctor, you're talking your GP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tell me if I'm right or wrong here. Wouldn't it make more sense if a person is feeling this anxiety, if he's feeling depressed, and it becomes a disorder? Like, I understand what you're saying. So anxiety once in a while is fine. It's important, actually.
But, it's part of life.
You're right. But anxiety on a daily basis that's keeping you from having fun, you don't want to go out, then it's a disorder.
Or even just interferes, causes you discomfort on a regular basis.
Okay. But I'm confused where the GP would come into that versus, and I'm not pushing people to you, whereas a person should directly go to, you know, a psychologist.
Well, you know, you can go to a psychologist,
right,
and you can go to a psychiatrist and another mental health care practitioner first. The thing is, often your mental health care practitioner is going to say, you should be going to get a checkup.
Oh, okay.
And especially because if you're older, as I said, there's a lot of overlap with other health conditions. So it may be that some of the symptoms you're experiencing may be relieved by just changing your medication. So, and also a lot of people now have, for a long time now, have been going to their general practitioners for mental health issues. They get prescribed medications sometimes. And increasingly, general practitioners have learned a lot about psychiatric conditions.
Okay. That's why I was concerned. We're talking with seniors, about seniors rather. Is this normal? Is anxiety and depression a normal part of aging?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Chronic anxiety and depression are not a normal part of aging. It's one of the most important points I hope listeners take away from today.
Okay, that's what I'm just trying to stress,
because
I realize it.
Because, you know, there are a lot of life changes that come with aging.
Right.
You know, retirement, loss of loved ones, having to move, financial strains. Those things can cause you anxiety, and they can cause you feelings of sadness. Those are uncomfortable feelings. But chronic problems, that signifies a disorder. And if you have a disorder, you can probably get treated.
Okay.
If it's depression, if it's an anxiety disorder, those are health conditions. Even just because it's part of your brain, it's a mental health condition. Your brain is still part of your body. It's a health issue.
Okay.
And an untreated depression and anxiety disorders can also lead to other health conditions. Now, this is something that compromises independence.
Right.
And this is what this show is all about, and this project is all about.
This is unbelievable. And you hit it. There is a certain degree of anxiety, depression, et cetera, as we age, which is normal because of finances,
mm-hmm.
because of relocating if we have to. So many. There's a myriad of them. And it's the watching that balance from normal to chronic.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, tell me if I'm right or wrong, in the normal, people need maybe to talk that through. That's a perfect person for Dr. Botkin, because you know, you got a few things going on in your life. You're saying, oh, God, I can't keep up with this. You have to. You're 70 years old. There's years ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to keep up with it. And so if you're not going to have your full salary, you're going to be on a Social Security and a pension, you have to make an adjustment. Life's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And the person who can't do that, that's when it becomes a disorder. Am I right? But that doesn't have to just be with aging. That could be with any situation, with anybody. That's the quasi-definition of disorder.
Yeah, and keep in mind, too, that a lot of people who are older, over 65, I would say, they may have had depression and anxiety disorders beforehand that really were never adequately treated. And so now those things become a greater liability as your cognitive abilities sometimes decline. Also, things that you may have handled really well before. Say for instance, you suffer from PTSD, post-traumatic stress okay. disorder. A lot of vets, for instance, present with PTSD mm-hmm. when they're older that had been well controlled, but as their brain is aging, those symptoms can become less controlled. So you'll want to talk to a mental health care practitioner who is competent in handling those problems.
Okay. Do you find more people willing? Actually, I'm going to take a break for, not to take a break, just to introduce, hello, say hello to Sari, because Sari just got here a few minutes ago, so I want to bring you in. Okay. We announced you, but said you were stuck in traffic.
I was.
There's no reason just to be sitting there. But do you find more people willing to bring this up now than, say, 10 years ago, mental health? I mean, there's a stigma. And we mm-hmm. have NAMI on. We've had many different organizations on this program where one of the toughest things is for somebody to acknowledge they have a problem. And these are disorders, these people. But that's not the point. You know, when I might be able to go maybe for five visits to you and say, John, this is normal. Just get this in focus. And I'm not saying what you'd be telling me to do. Do you find as the world keeps changing, more people are saying, I'm willing to go talk to somebody, or?
Well, I certainly hope that that's true.
Okay.
On the other hand, really the national surveys that have been done, and they've been too few and far between, on older Americans and mental health issues, have shown that the stigma issue is a big one. People still tend to report mainly physical symptoms of depression and anxiety disorders rather than the cognitive ones. And that's in part, and I say cognitive as in the things that affect your thinking, right? So maybe memory issues, confusion, irritability, desire to socially withdraw. A lot of people don't talk about those things because they fear what it might mean that they're developing dementia or some other disorder and that's frightening to them or that they have a severe mental health issue.
Hi. I was a senior citizen social worker with Nassau County Department of Senior Citizen Affairs for 21 years. Mm-hmm. And I found that people who were feeling depressed liked going to a support group mm-hmm. or to a mental health therapist. Because when you talk about your problems, you are bringing them out and you don't have that anxiety as much as you did when you were quiet, sitting by yourself, mm-hmm. looking out the window or watching television. So I think that as a mature person, I think that interaction with a therapist is very therapeutic because you can then elaborate how you feel, or if you go to a support group, you can talk about what your problem is. And because other seniors have almost the same problems, whether it's with children, with finances. By talking about it, it brings it all out. And I think after several times or a couple of months or even a year, that the person begins to feel more relieved.
Mm, I completely agree.
I think that was a paid announcement for Dr. Laura Botkin from Sari. Very nicely done.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
No, but actually, what we're going to do? We're going to go to a break anyway before we continue on. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.